You're listening to Focus on the Bible.
Focus on the Bible is a show about the Bible, what the Bible teaches about the reality of God, and how to have eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ alone. What the Bible says about the truth that God gives to believers about how to live a great life on earth and prepare for a future that is awesome. Thank you for joining our show. These are big objectives. Let's get right to one of them today. Let's talk about the reality of God. I have a question for you. Which came first, the universe or the Creator? Let's talk about this. Our children today across the country and the world are being taught theories about how the universe created itself. It seems that a lot of people don't want God to exist and don't want the accountability to one day have to face Him. And they've come up with theories, unknown in other ages, but today they are so normalized to our children that some children are being raised across our country outside the light of the knowledge of God. A couple of those theories to begin with today. One, the Big Bang. Now, this one's been around for some time, the Big Bang, the idea that there's no God, and that God, in His absence, we need something to cause the creation of a universe. So they go with nothing. There was nothing, and nothing blew up. Of course, there are problems with that theory, or could it be that you've believed it? The other theory is called the hot dot. People got tired of children asking, how could nothing cause a universe? How do you get nothing to blow up? And so they came up with something that could blow up. It was the merest of something, but it was something nonetheless. They said there was a hot dot. It was just a little dot of material that contained in it everything that is now in the universe. They say because of that, it was very hot and it was very heavy, and that is what blew up. But we have something on the table today, and that's this. Either something came from nothing or something is eternal. Which is it? These theories would bring us to believe that something came from nothing. But could nothing do that? I don't think so. And I think it's absurd. I think it's preposterous to try and teach anyone that nothing blew up and made everything. But these ideas get a hearing when our school children don't think there's any other option than what the book says. But I think there's a great other option, don't you? It's the Bible. What does the Bible tell us about the beginnings of the universe? Three things, and we'll go to the Word as we explain these. Number one, the Bible begins with the truth of creation. Genesis 1:1, the very first verse in the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Isn't that so simple? But you do have to believe in a God. You have to believe that God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and that God is smart enough and strong enough to create a universe. But would anyone want a God who couldn't do that? What kind of God would he be? But make no mistake, if we believe the Bible, then we believe that the creation of the world was by God and only by God. So the Bible begins with the truth of creation. We first would have to throw away that truth in order to embrace any other idea, including the Big Bang and the hot dot. Number two, the Bible identifies that Creator. The Bible names Him. The Bible identifies who it is who is the first cause of all things. Look with me, John chapter 1. This is in the New Testament now. John chapter 1 in verses 1 through 3, we find out that Jesus is His name. Jesus is pre-existent God. He did not begin at Bethlehem as a baby. That's where He got a body. But Jesus is pre-existent God. and the creator of all things. John 1, verse 1 through 3 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made." And so we get the identification of Creator God. He's none other than Jesus Christ. He made everything. Do you see how clear John is? He says it in two different ways. He made everything. And then he says this. It's astonishing. There is nothing that was made that didn't get made by Him. So any idea that the universe created itself is preposterous when we accept simply what the Bible says. Here's another verse, Colossians chapter 1. Paul the Apostle joins the discussion now about the origin of the universe. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16 and 17. Here we go. "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." So Jesus Christ is before all things. He as pre-existent, all-powerful, all-knowing God. He is sufficient to create the universe. There is no other power sufficient to pull that off. Why is it that people are so slow and so rebellious when it comes to the idea that God created all things? What we're dealing with today on the table is there a better option than believing in God? Is there a better idea? Is there a better theory that's ever been given to us in the history of Earth that is a solid enough theory based on enough fact, enough knowable evidence that we can replace God? Well, no. He's before all things, and by Him all things consist. Now, what Colossians 1:17 means is that Jesus Christ, who made all things, is the glue that to this day is still holding the universe together. So friend, there is glue in this universe. Everything is held together by a power, and that is by the power of God, specifically Jesus Christ as God. So if you happen today to be an atheist who doesn't believe in Him, what then is your glue? If I were in that position, I can tell you, I don't think I would sleep at night. I would live in a continual fear. I'd live in a continual state of insecurity, always afraid that my world would dissolve or blow up, that it would be done away with. Without God, there's no glue. There's nothing making that sun heat our earth. There's nothing holding back the tides. There's nothing that makes gravity. And we should be very afraid if there is no God. But I've rested my faith a long time ago, and that jello is very stiff today. My foundations are poured in concrete and rebar. Thank God for Mama and the Bible and all those people who poured into my life. But today, are we pouring into the lives of people who need to know? But right now, all they know is what they've been told, and that knowledge is based on the theories of man, not on the Word of God. Here's another verse for you. The Bible assures us that the universe did not create itself. Now, we saw that in John chapter 1 in verse 3. There was nothing that was made that was not made by Him. But here in the end of the Bible, the writer of the great book of Hebrews joins the conversation now and lets us know that the universe in no way could create itself. Here we go, Hebrews 11 and verse 3. "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." There is nothing that we can look at today. There's nothing under a microscope or a telescope Whether we look at things that are near or things that are far, if we could reach our vision to the ends of the universe that's known today, not a thing that we could ever see is responsible for the creation of this universe. That knocks out all the theories, doesn't it? Either something came from nothing, or something is eternal. I know what's eternal. It's God. People ask, well, where did God come from? God didn't come from anywhere. He is eternal God. He had no beginning. He had no maker. He is the eternal first cause of everything. Now, you might find that hard to believe. I don't. I believe in the infinity of numbers. I believe that numbers go in both directions for infinity. I believe that you could never count all the positive numbers and you could never count all the negative numbers. So if numbers can be infinite, can't God, the maker of all things? Of course. But if you find it too hard to believe in God, I want to encourage you to look at the basis of your argument. Without God, you only have nothing. Even the hot dot theory doesn't give a true origin of the universe. You see, because no one is saying, I don't think, that that hot dot is eternal. No one is saying that that hot dot has always been. No one gives us any idea what stuffed all those things in the universe into a very tiny dot. So that's not a good definition at all of the true origin of the universe, because that hot dot had to be formed. That hot dot had to be collected in all its elements and compounds, didn't it? So who did that collection? Who gathered those elements together? Who was strong enough to compress everything in the universe into a hot dot? What a rotten, horrible excuse for the origin of a universe. The only true origin, once a person rejects God, is nothing. Nothing stuffed the hot dot. Nothing blew up in the Big Bang. Without God, we're left with nothing. So let me ask you today, my friend, who is your first cause? Or what is your first cause? Is it God? Good for you. Or is it nothing? I hope you'll consider the things that we say today as we focus on the Bible. I am so glad that my first cause is God. He's the eternal, preexistent, all-powerful, all-wise creator of all things. And I sleep well at night knowing that God, who holds me, is holding the world in which I live, and nothing's going to happen to my world until God allows that. If a person denies God, what does it mean? Well, three things. Number one, it means that this person is claiming to know more than the writers of Scripture. The Bible is the all-time worldwide bestseller book, and anyone who says, no, it's not made by God, is purporting to know more than the writers of that book, who all agreed that it was created by God. Number two, a person who denies God today and goes with nothing as the origin of the universe has denied the existence of God and replaced him with theories. Theories. And then number three, the person who denies God, who comes up with some other idea of how nothing made the universe, has much to lose, so much to lose, if God is really real. If God is real, there is a hell. If God is real, we're responsible to Him for our sin and death. If God is real, we need a Savior. He is real, friend, and your Savior is Jesus. Won't you trust in Him today? He's our Creator. And He's the only way into eternal life through forgiveness of sin.
Thanks for joining us for Focus on the Bible. This episode is a production of Focus Evangelistic Ministries, Incorporated. For questions or comments about this episode or another biblical topic, you can write to us at Focus Ministries, Incorporated, P.O. Box 498, Danielsville, Georgia, 30633. For more information about our ministry, you can visit our website, freddiecoyle.org. That's FREDDIECOILE.org. We hope to see you again for next week's episode of Focus on the Bible.